Pepper Sack is in Colorado Springs now, lifting weights and swimming 2 to 4 hours, 8 or 9 times a week, in spite of a disability that might have kept him out of the water.
I'm missing a leg on the right side above the knee, so I had to learn how to adapt a little bit more and not swim in circles whenever I tried to kick.
One of his coaches at the University of Mary Washington, Zach Shattuck, will also take part in the Paralympics. He was born with a condition that limited growth of his legs. He's just 4'6". But the experience of international competition has given him a big emotional boost.
It is an opportunity and a place for athletes that otherwise would never get the chance to compete at that elite level. It's like not only inspiring to your teammates and your coaches and everyone watching, it's inspiring to that next generation of younger athletes who see this kid swimming fast and getting to this level, and they're like, okay, I have something to look forward to, instead of thinking like there's nothing out there for me.
Pepper Sack started swimming competitively when he was 9, but Shattuck came to the sport in college. Now both say they're excited to be heading for Tokyo, and whether they win medals or not, training has given them gifts for a lifetime.
You get a chance to travel the world, meet tons of cool people and coaches, and just learn about yourself. Like, you get to push yourself to limits you never thought possible. You learn how to take care of your body and how to recover and train.
I guess it did give me some sort of confidence, just knowing that I'm able to do something. I can find a goal, I can break the goal, move on to the next one, just knowing that I am in full control of whatever I'm doing.
Paralympic swimmers compete in one of 10 different categories. Some, for example, are blind or have cerebral palsy, while others are in wheelchairs or have intellectual disabilities. 4,400 athletes will take part between August 24th and September 5th. I'm Sandy Houseman.